Talking out with the voice of the Cyclone, John Walters. We'll discuss football in just a little bit, but off to a good start to Monday night for the basketball season. What'd you like in that win?
Well, I liked a lot. You know, they really played well on both ends of the floor. Obviously, a great debut for Milan Momčilović, and true freshman to score 18 points and hit six threes in his first game was really dynamic. And I thought Keyshawn Gilbert was really good too, and Taman Lipsey in the backcourt. So that's going to be a good backcourt all season long. I feel like that'll be one of the better defensive backcourts in college basketball, but they can do some things on the offensive end too. Gilbert's able to get into the paint, so's Taman. They both can hit outside shots. They both can get to the free throw line. So I really like this Iowa State team. Obviously, it's just one game and against not a great team. But there'll be a few more games like that. But they'll find out a lot about themselves in late November when they go down to Orlando and play in the ESPN Events Classic and face some very good competition down there. But I do like the way it's shaping up for this team. And I think it'll be exciting to see them get out there and play again tonight against Lindenwood.
I asked Justin. Justin's from Missouri. I said, Justin, where's Lindenwood? And he didn't know that they're from Missouri, but not the most known opponent. But what do you know that Iowa State and T.J. Otzelberger are going to be used in these next three games against Lindenwood, Idaho State, Grambling to work on? Because, you know, there is a good crew coming back from last year's team, but there is also, like you alluded to, some of the freshmen that are coming in there, making sure they mesh and are on the same page for those big games that you alluded to.
Yeah, I think that's just it. You know, you want to learn about your guys, and you want to do it in a setting where you still have a chance to win as you're learning. And that's why I think Iowa State scheduled this way, knowing that they'd have some really young players that they're trying to work in. And Omaha Blue had his debut the other day and fouled out of the game, but did some good things when he was in there. But, you know, there's more room for growth certainly for him. And, you know, the St. Charles, Missouri is where Lindenwood is from. it's not a great challenge. They got beat by Nebraska pretty soundly the other day. But you know what? I think these games are just kind of a way to kind of ease into your season, see how you're feeling. And obviously the competition's going to ramp way, way up when you face those teams in Orlando and you face Iowa and then you get into the Big 12. And so, you know, there's plenty of landmines out there. They don't need to start dipping into those just yet. But I think they're continuing to learn new things about their team every time they practice, every time they play. And I think they like what they see.
Football with a late game on a Saturday might carry into Sunday.
Tough to play on the road at BYU.
It's a great setting for college football, 63,500, and they'll fill the stadium. And it'll be a great, great environment. They're doing a blackout, and so they're going to be really excited about this game. You know, both teams are playing for bowl eligibility, and BYU is 4-0 at home this season, so they've been really tough to beat on their home field. They're not playing well right now. They've really struggled in the last month. They've had some tough losses. So I think Iowa State has a great chance to go out there and win the football game, but I think they're going to have to play well to do it. It's not one where you can just show up and get the victory. You've got to go out there and play really well. And I think Iowa State's more than capable of doing that. I think they even played good football last week against Kansas. Obviously, they didn't get off to the start they hoped for. And that in today's college football, when you dig yourself a hole, it's really hard to dig out because you don't get a lot of possessions. Iowa State scored on its last four possessions of the game against Kansas. One was in the first half, and they only got three possessions in the second half, and they scored on all three of them, but they just kind of ran out of time. And so they're not built to really come back from big deficits. And so I think it's really important in this game that Iowa State gets off to a good start out at BYU.
Yeah, that's for sure. Pregame at 7, kickoff is at 9 here on Kix 101.1. John will have the call. And then this is a game you can't look past because I know that Iowa State also has their eye on Texas in a night game right around the corner in a couple weeks from now. And I heard some rumblings that maybe the big noon kickoff might be coming to Ames. So,
well, there's that possibility, I guess. Jamie Pollard was kind of campaigning for it yesterday. We'll see. But, you know, it's a big game regardless. Yeah. Chris Hassel, who used to work here in Des Moines, is coming in to do national radio with Learfield. And so he and Mike Golick will call the game for them. And it's a big deal. You know, this is going to be a big game and the last home game of the season, senior night, last time Texas is probably ever coming to Jack Trice Stadium. And the Cyclones have won three of the last four. So first things first, take care of business this Saturday, but absolutely looking forward to that game next Saturday night.
That's for sure. Have a good call tonight here, John. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.